Were you drinking wine from Argentina or Indonesian coffee? Did you take some in a plane and go fly across the country? Did you go to work the next week, drive your daily 20 miles?
Solidarische Landwirtschaft ist für mich Verantwortung füreinander zu übernehmen.
Bei der solidarischen Landwirtschaft geht es darum, dass quasi ein fester Kreis an Leute die Kosten und die Verantwortung über die gesamte Landwirtschaft übernimmt. Wir zahlen also für die Landwirtschaft und nicht für die Produkte.
Was mich begeistert, ist, dass wir damit dem Kapitalismus den Boden entziehen.
Herzlich willkommen zu Logbuch Solawi hier bei Radio Dreieckland, produziert von der Gartenkoop Freiburg. Ich bin Fabian im Studio heute, live, eine Live-Produktion, diesmal nicht vorproduziert, und ich habe zwei Studiogäste. Wir werden jetzt gleich auch zu Englisch switchen, weil wir einen internationalen Studiogast haben, und da werden wir auch gleich auf das Treffen hinweisen können. Es gibt nämlich ein internationales, ein europäisches Solawi-Forschungstreffen, CSA Research Meeting, und deswegen werden wir jetzt weiter auf Englisch machen. So, we switch to English now to have you understand as well everything. Welcome to our two guests. May you introduce yourself so our listeners know who you are, and then we're going to talk about why you are here.
I'm Pepin de Snedder from Belgium. Coming here for the CSA meeting in Freiburg. I'm working for an environmental NGO in Belgium and doing research on CSAs.
Yeah, my name is Peter Volz. I work for the research organization Die Agronauten here from Freiburg in Germany, and we are involved in the organization of this meeting.
And you've been several times already on our program.
Yes, I listened to the program the last time. I had a lot of and now I want to skip that, you know, and be more to the point.
So, an invitation to all our listeners to check on Peter if he really is doing well on this task or not. Okay, you already mentioned a little bit what's the objective of your stay in Freiburg, basically. A European research group is meeting here in the next 2 days. Actually, the meeting is starting tomorrow. Today, everyone arrives, 26th, 27th of August, a bunch of European researchers and activists are meeting. To do what?
Well, actually, the origin of this research group goes back to the first European CSA meeting that was taking place in Milano in 2012, with you also there, Fabian. And of course, at that point, the idea was that we have at these meetings, we have a lot of people who are, I would say, at the crossroads of research and activism, who are involved in the CSA, who are gardeners, but who also do a PhD at the university, who are involved in other research activities. And this is a very unique combination, because otherwise, dealing with research in agriculture, you have usually the specialists in the universities, and then you have the farmers. And there's a big gap between them. So here you have a unique opportunity to have Michel Pambert and others call a democratization of research in agriculture. And that is exactly what this meeting is about. We want to develop new ideas that comes from within the community. So we want to see what we can improve regarding CSA. There are a lot of topics, we can discuss about that later, but we basically want to exchange knowledge from within the community, and that was the idea that was developed in Milano in 2012, and then we realized that an idea to create something like that is good, but we need a project to do it, you know, because just we need some funding to organize the logistics, to have a reason to meet, to have a financing for all that. And it took some time till that came, but now it's here. So we have managed to get some funding to bring about 28 researchers from 25 European countries together to work on a common report about CSA in Europe. So the the aim of this meeting is, first of all, to establish together a methodology how to write this report on CSA in Europe. But of course, the other aim is that we as a group get together and see how we can cooperate in the future to improve and to share CSA knowledge.
We have one of the participants here. You have explained more or less the overview, and you are in the organization of the logistics. But maybe we can take you as an example. What you already mentioned, you're working for an NGO. Maybe you can tell me how you feel in this spectrum between farmer and activist or university researcher. What is your, what brought you here? What is the attention which called you?
So for me, it's the first time I'm involved in this project. But I have a background in agriculture. My parents are agriculture, in agriculture. They are farmers. So, and I did research at the university just until recently. So I did research into CSAs in Flanders, in Belgium. So I know both worlds, academia and the farming, the actual practice. So that's something very interesting indeed to bring those two together, because it are two separate worlds. It's academia is not always asking the right questions, which are asked by the farmers, and vice versa. So it's interesting to combine the two.
You already said we are in Milan. We already met in 2012. A lot of different other meetings have happened in between, not just in the research objective, but on another axis as well. What have you learned from these meetings, and for example, in regarding coordination and outputs, and how to, like, what did you do on this meeting a little different to have a more focused work or a more productive work, maybe? I'm referring a little bit to the homework that people got. Maybe you can explain the homework, and then you can explain the concept behind. What have you done before coming here?
So we were asked to there was like a questionnaire with some questions regarding the situation of the CSAs in our country, in our respective countries. So how many CSAs are there? Is there like a charter on how they see the CSA movement? Is there really a movement? Is there a network? Are there national organizations? These kind of questions were asked. So we could fill in like a few pages of questions like this.
And that is one part of the preparation. Are there other preparation tasks you were doing because of the experience you had before? And have these questionnaires been filled out, or you have to kick a few asses in order to get the information?
No, I just told Pepin. Actually, the output was very good. You know, the response was very good. Every country responded, except one country, which I'm not going to name right now, which is a very, very important country for CSA. But okay, perhaps it will still arrive today. I don't know. But well, basically, the response has been very good, and it has been it has been very interesting to see also how dynamic the CSA movement has been in all these countries, including our own country, of course. I mean, just to remind you, in 1999 there were 3 CSAs in Germany. In 2007 there were 8 CSAs, and now we are over 80. So it's an incredibly dynamic experience that is happening, not just in Germany, but all over Europe. And therefore, it is very important to get together and to create a kind of overview where we are right now. And also very interesting to see what does CSA actually mean in the respective countries, because there are quite big differences also in the, like, what is the definition of CSA. And actually, tomorrow we will start the whole meeting with the definition of CSA. What is CSA in your country? So just to get a better base on which we stand, you know, to discuss the questions that we then elaborate further, like how is the situation of access to land, about prices, about the consumer relations to the farmers, etc. And so the difference to other meetings, I think, is now that we actually have funding, so that we are planning to have a report, a physical result of our meeting, which is, by the way, the kickoff meeting. So this is the kickoff meeting. Then there was some homework for this kickoff meeting, but there will be more homework for the countries at home, so that we have a detailed, like 5-10 page overview of each country, what is happening, like in legal status. You can have a lot of aspects you can look into further, and this will be edited and put together into a report that is hopefully going to be ready by next April. And so that is a big difference to previous meetings, that we will have really an output, a physical output, because I know the problem is always in these European meetings that it is incredibly interesting and it a lot of great questions, great people and all this, but in the end there's no output or nothing like that you can grasp, that that is kind of a result that can be shared with other people. And what we have now, there will be a result to our meeting. We will have an overview of each country, and so therefore all around Europe people can understand what is happening in Europe. Yeah. And that is only the first result, because the second result is hopefully that we will have some kind of structure where we can, as a CSA research community in Europe, can interact. We have, with the help of our Belgian friends from the GASAP, Nicola, we have a platform now, online platform, a cloud where we can share documents. And but that is just the beginning. We want to really have a platform where we can develop projects and easily get a lot of knowledge from around Europe to address issues that are relevant for the CSAs everywhere, I think.
You mentioned already, I mean, just a few comments. The results of the other meetings, I think, it is as well a result if a lot of people who are involved in CSA get to know each other and share ideas and bring that back to their home country and work with these experiences in their local area, or maybe as well on a national level. So I would say there were results, but they were not so easy to measure or to present to whatever, to a donor or to someone. So there are results, that's for sure. Coming back to this question of what is a CSA actually, or what does CSA mean in your country? I'm just coming from our CSA, from the Gartenkorb, and we had this discussion at lunch, what solidarity means. And most of the time, or one solidarity dimension is always a group of people takes responsibility for the farm and helps to finance the farm. And for example, we have, in the Gartenkorb, we have another level of solidarity within our members, because we don't have one fixed price we pay for our boxes. So there's as well a solidarity from a person with higher financial resources towards a person with lower financial resources. Who has maybe other skills which bring the project really forward or are really needed by the project. So we as well in Germany have different definitions of solidarity Landwirtschaft, of CSA. Maybe you've done research in Belgium. What does GASAP actually mean, literally translated, and what differences within the country you found? And maybe as well, you said it's your first European meeting, but maybe you found already some stuff which is different, for example, from the AMAP in France, which is probably well known in Belgium as well.
Well, Belgium is a very interesting country, I think, because we have the two languages. So, as you mentioned, the GASAP, it's something we don't know as such in the Flemish part, because there we have really the CSA. It's called CSA. Mm-hmm. So the GASAP is in the French part of the country. So I was also very interesting to get to know really what's happening in the other part of the country, how they see it, how they are doing it, because a lot of things are starting in Wallonia, the French part, but they start from consumer side. In the Flemish part, they are more starting from the entrepreneur or the farmer side, like the CSA is, I think, most of the time. Especially in Flanders, it's a farmer who wants to have another kind of a business model, or how to say it. He wants to farm, and he's looking how can I do it, and that's by taking the consumer into it and to have him share in the risk. So I'm really curious myself how it's really happening in the other part of the country, how the GASAPs are working, what the philosophy is, how they are doing it. But I also know that in Flanders they are thinking how can we increase the solidarity. How can we have people who have less means, financial means? How can we take them up? So it's really something that's a question that's going around. they are still looking and experimenting with ways of doing it. Most of the time it's, of course, having people pay a little bit more and people pay a little bit less, but I think they are really looking for other ways of doing it.
Do you have an example for us for like for one group or one farm who is doing a very particular scheme, for example? Well, there are lots of examples in Germany where you, for example, just take us, like a lot, we have a lot of work assignments for our members, for example. Like they are involved several times a week in the work on the farm, which is not that regular in other CSAs, and some they are and some not. How is it in Belgium, for example, with
work assignments? Most of them don't really have this kind of real cooperation of the people working on the field. It's more like they have like a once a month day, like a Sunday or something, they come together and they work in the field. But it's not like you will see every day people working together on the field. Because I don't know, it's mainly people going there and picking their own vegetables and mm-hmm. things like that. But it's not really a movement which is constantly together and working as a group. It's more the farmer who's doing it, and if he needs some skills or some social skills for attracting more people or to organizing like an event, then they will look to the people around them and take them into the project. Mm-hmm. But not really in the work on the fields. That's what I experienced when I went to visit them. So.
Okay, let's have one short music break. Let's hear one song, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about the program. Like you already mentioned, what's going to happen tomorrow morning, and then we'll see, maybe go a little bit through the program of the next 2 days and see how the work is going to continue. And as we said before, we probably make some interviews over there as well. So in the next month, you will hear some impressions from that meeting we are going to present to you after the music. We will listen to Dota and the song Menschenklone.
Statistik scheint tot, es stehen voll am Sender, sagen wir eure Einschaltquote. Ausgeträumt, Traum von Einmaligkeit. Ich glaube, wir sind zu dicht, ich glaube, wir sind zu weit. Und wir sind nicht nur die hilflosen Zeugen unserer Zeit. Wir sind nicht 1000, 2000, 3000 raubkopierte Menschenklone. Wir sind nicht 4000, 5000, 6000 raubkopierte Menschenklone. Nicht 1000, 2000, 3000 raubkopierte Menschenklone. Sind nicht 4000, 5000, 6000 raubkopierte Menschenklone. Wenn die jetzt auch noch freien Willen haben wollen, wo sie doch im Stillen darben sollen.
So, wir sind zurück hier bei Logbuch Solawi. We are back with our radio show, our podcast on Solidarity Agriculture, Community Supported Agriculture. And yeah, we promised you that we're going to go into the details of the next 2 days of the program of the CSA research group, which is happening here at the Mathisli Hütte in the Black Forest. Peter, can you give us an introduction what is going on the next couple of days?
Exactly. Basically, I would like to put it into a frame also. This project has been enabled through a bigger project that is happening in Europe at the moment, which is the agroecology project. Basically, taking the idea of agroecology to implement this idea through various projects with the project partners, University Coventry, Center for Agroecology, Resilience and Water, then European Coordination Via Campesina, then an organization from France called BIDE and from Spain called GRAIN, and then the Agronauten. And through us, we have this CSA research group here involved in this project. So we are going to discuss also the idea of agroecology. Agroecology not meaning how to plant, not only meaning how to plant vegetables to create synergies, but also to see agroecology as a political idea, as a social idea, as an idea of how to practice learning, to share, to have food sovereignty. And this concept, it is not so well known. It is something that is emerging more and more as an tissue that holds various ideas and initiatives in Europe together. And that is, of course, very important for us to present the idea of agroecology and to see in how far CSA is in line with these ideas already. And I mean, there was earlier this year, there was a Nielini forum in Mali about agroecology. And so basically this is something that came from Africa back to Europe now, like before what happened in Jeleni and then in Krems. It's again something where the ideas coming from the south, coming to Europe, and we are trying to spread these ideas to basically to also address the problems that a lot of the people in the south face. The cause is, of course, here in Europe. So that is our way to share the solutions. But interesting to note that it comes via the south. No? So that is something that we are going to address. And then, as I said before, of course, we're going to talk about CSA, about the definition of CSA. What does it actually mean in the various countries in the in Europe? There's a big continuum of definitions that I can say already, but we will know more after tomorrow. And once we have laid this ground, then we can look towards the report that we want to do on the to give an overview on CSA in Europe. And basically, for us as researchers from all these countries, we want to develop a methodology together. Because if we talk about democratization of research, it would be insane to just say, okay, you have to work according to this scheme, and you know that just one person developed. So we develop it together, and that's the process. What we want to look at in Europe when we look at CSA. And that, of course, these are all things that will take a lot of time. But we have created some space in this program for the exchanges, because like in so many other meetings, it's clear the best and most fruitful exchanges are happening in the breaks and during a walk, or when people sit together and have a smoke or a beer. Yeah, and that would be the first day. So the second day, we want to actually have a look at our construct here of the CSA research group. We want to have a look, okay, what is happening right now? Who are we? And what is the potential? What can we do with these people from all these European countries who are involved in research, but also in CSA activism? So we want to discuss future projects, and do we want to do future projects or not, or how? And I think there's a big interest to devolve some structure like this, because it can be of great inspiration, and also, of course, it can be a great source of knowledge. And ultimately, if we want to cooperate more in Europe, and I think that is a big wish, that a research structure like this could be very beneficial. So we have already some suggestions for topics that are interesting to research, where research is required. That would be aspects like price, and or rather, I would say the costs, because price wouldn't be the suitable word necessarily, as in CSA, the product usually doesn't have a price. But the costs of running a CSA, of planning this, that could be a big discussion. And also how to address farmers, how farmers can be involved in CSA projects, who are perhaps reluctant so far, or basically to have to analyze what is happening so far. The CSAs in Europe, are they more like consumer driven, eater driven, you could say, or are they more driven by farmers, and so on and so forth? There are many research questions, and we're gonna probably open a few and see what we can focus on and how we can work on them.
One very interesting thing for me is as well the involvement or the education within CSAs. Like, what can CSA bring to society as well regarding education of not just children, as well people, adults who are not related, who don't have any relation anymore to agriculture at all. So bringing in a practical approach to education, not just making videos and materials you can read, but bringing the people to the farm and help them get them their hands dirty as well. So that is a very important thing for us, and we are investing a lot of resources into that, but we could always do more, obviously, and that would be interesting to see if we can share there as well, if there are things to share on European level.
Absolutely, because then many initiatives would be interested in your approach. And but they will not have the resources to research it. So this can be a very valuable inspiration already. No? Also, things like, you know, a lot of CSAs in Europe are obviously centered around vegetable farming. So, we can look at experience about CSAs with beekeeping, or CSAs with animal husbandry and so on.
Community supported bakery, community supported brewery, some community supported fishery.
Exactly.
That would be just another level, but definitely possible.
Another level. That's what we're talking about, you know. If you see the dynamic, the dynamic development of CSA in Europe, and there's a lot of scope to get on different levels.
Yeah, or just you don't always have to maintain in the food, in the real food production as well. You can, for example, we were talking or thinking about community support forestry. Like there on in different levels, there are private forests who are maintained by a generation above me, basically. And a lot of the young people are saying, fuck that, I don't want to work on the woods. It's just a lot of work and whatever, I have my gas stove or I don't need it anymore. So I think there's still a big potential in to organize people to have these local resources used by local people as well and not sell it to someone who is just selling to big retailers the wood. So, and that's, for example, is a field where a lot of capital is necessary, where you need machinery, but not everyone needs their own machinery. So there are a lot of levels you could think about. And probably in Finland, maybe forest is a bigger topic than in France or Belgium. Not a lot of forest in Belgium, isn't it?
Not so much. No, we don't have that many forests. But the first CSAs in Flanders are starting now with like animal keeping. So they need a lot of more land, of course. So that's a big issue in Flanders. It's really very crowded, a lot of pressure on the prices of the land. So there are people starting now with bakery grains, so yeah. Also in a CSA model. So it's the focus is broadening. It's not only the vegetables and some small fruits. No, it's broadening, so it's very interesting to see.
And there are new questions arising if you talk about slaughtering animals. You need other hygiene rules. You need other facilities to sell your stuff. And it's different taxes in Germany already. That's not first primary product. So, there's a lot of things to investigate and share.
I mean, even look in the most advanced country in terms of CSA would be France in Europe. And just now what we see in France is that because it is so popular, the concept, there are new legal questions arising, you know, in respect to the taxation, for instance. And this can be something, although the tax system is different, of course, here in Germany, but this can be already something that we can expect in Germany, you know, if this exponential interest in CSA is continuing in Germany, there will be more questions, legal questions arising. And I mean, luckily we have already some legal information on the status of CSAs, the book that was written before.
And FICO.
FICO. And but this kind of knowledge, you know, that is so precious to share and to develop further even, you know.
Yeah, and it's always a question. I mean, legal boundaries are set by the politicians, which are elected by society. So you can as well think about how to design the legal framework so it is favorable for local food production and it does not favor export and import and global trade. I think that was the point of what's again, you know, the guy who's working for Abonauten as well at the FAO, who was in the Paulus Saal in this big event with the MEC guys.
Yeah, it was Hoffmann,
yeah, that was, he was selling as well. You have to design as well the laws which and the politics which make the framework for our food.
Exactly. Because, I mean, ultimately what we see at the moment through hygiene regulation and other standards, of course, small-scale agriculture is completely destroyed all over Europe. And in countries, we visit places in Lithuania or in Romania, and you can see, okay, obviously it's not so strict there anymore, but it's changing, you know. So in the end, these European scale tools are really destroying what is still left in terms of small scale agriculture, subsistence farming, and all these things. But of course, you can direct it also into other directions. But that is a difficult task, and it's not a nice job to do. You will have to sit in a lot of meetings with a lot of bureaucrats. I wouldn't be the one to do it, but we need somebody who has to do it as well.
Well, they need a good basis where they can argument on, and that's what you researchers are for, to
exactly.
have a good basis which is bulletproof and they can rely on. Are we done with the program?
Yeah.
But you missed the party in the end.
Ah, yeah, of course. that was in the social activity section. Yes, we have a little party also with Kohlrabi and Carrot Mob DJs. And, I think this is an exceptional meeting just to have so many different countries here. It's very inspiring. It was, obviously there are still some blank points on the landscape. We don't have guests from Iceland, Denmark. However, we have guests from Finland, from Norway, from Slovakia, from Croatia, of course from Italy, Spain, and Ireland, and so on. But even some Bosnia, Bulgaria. Bosnia, Serbia. And so we have, and for these countries, where CSA is still something very new, it's imagine a report like this, how much inspiration it can provide also, if it's even translated into the mother language. That it would be the aim, that we can facilitate that.
So then regarding this, I would say I release you from the show and you can get your hands dirty and work on this research and laying this ground for a future research group here in Europe. We will leave it for our program today. Here we'll put music for the rest of the hour, and afterwards you will hear the music show with Andreas. And I say bye. I thank you both for being part of the program and wish you a very productive meeting in the next couple of days.
Thank you.